together for just a few short hours. I hope we've made a difference in your life. Your life. I know we'll meet someday beyond the sweet horizon. But till then, remember we'll be friends. Yes, we'll be friends. God bless you. I love you.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. Today I want to continue on this kingdom message. It's recorded in your Bible. Today I'm going to read some of these prophecies where this was predicting the kingdom, coming kingdom of God. See, most of what we hear in the sermons is the history of the good news. The history is fine, but we do need to know the future. See, the promises is what I think would attract more people to get into the church. Now, get your pen and paper, because I'm going to read some scriptures here for you, and I want you to read it for yourself, and maybe you can understand this the way I understand it. Maybe you won't. Like I say, I can only read it for you or tell you about it. I can't make you believe it. And right now, it's on my spirit to inform you these things. Because, like I say, I don't say Brother Gaspy. Don't blame Brother Gaspy. I'm just reading this. You know, I hate to write, and this is what I have read, and I think maybe if you read it, maybe you'll understand it like I do, and maybe you won't. So what kind of future does God have in store for the planet Earth? Through his prophets, God reveals many specific details of how this world will be transformed in the kingdom of God. Notice a few prophecies about the marvelous world God has planned for us. And you read in Micah 4:3-4. And this also you'll find in Isaiah chapter 2. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. That also says in Isaiah chapter 2 and chapter 65, that the lion shall eat straw like the ox, you know, and we don't see that now, but this is the promise of this coming kingdom. Another scripture here is in Isaiah 11:9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That's Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9. Also, you find in Micah 4, verse 2, many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion the law shall go forth. And like I said in one of my previous programs, the mountain here is talking about a government, the government of God. Like I said, the Jesus is coming to take over the government of this world, not to take us back to heaven, as we've been told. It sounds good, but I think that would be kind of boring to me, going to heaven just for eternity, just to praise God. But the world is going to be functioning. This earth was made to be populated by people, and it was made to last forever. You find that in Isaiah 45:19, somewhere along there. Anyway, let's get back to these readings here. Amos 9:13-14 says, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The mountain shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them. Amos 9:13-14. Like I told you about that wine, they shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. God doesn't have anything against us having a drink, but the sin is when you overdo anything. Anything you overindulge in is sinful. Now, also it talks about the wastelands being transformed. Water shall birth forth. This is Isaiah 35:6-7. Water shall burst forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. Parched ground shall become a pool, and thirsty land springs of water. Can you imagine streams in the desert? The desert is dry, and if one place it says that the desert will blossom with roses, and you know, this world is to last forever. The governments of this world are taking advantage of people, and Jeremiah, in the book of Jeremiah, says, I think it's I forget what chapter it is. It's in Jeremiah anyway. That we're not capable of governing ourselves. Man has tried to govern this world for thousands of years, and we've never seen a time when there wasn't war, and we have never known peace, not true peace, no matter how many wars and how many people died, and God's going to come and take over this government to keep us from destroying ourselves. Man eventually will destroy this world if Jesus didn't come back and intervene. But he will come, and he's coming to take over the government of this world. Another scripture here is Isaiah 11:6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. That's Isaiah 11:6. And we have all kind of sicknesses and diseases and things. All of these things will be eliminated in this new world, the coming world that Jesus preached about. You notice when Jesus, wherever Jesus went, he was healing people, and wherever sick people came to him, he healed them, and he taught them. He never really did much complaining, reprimanding the people, it was the leaders that Jesus had the problem with. They're the ones that really wanted him out of the way, because he was exposing the way the leaders were taking advantage of the people. And it wasn't necessarily because they were bad people, but we just don't have the ability of understanding in life to run another man's life. The Pharisees dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's in the law, but they had no real compassion for people. And this is what Jesus was trying to get over, and they had him killed for that, because he was exposing them. And the same thing will happen now, you know, when you got people in positions of power and they're greedy for money. And like I read an article in a book here last week, I think it was, about the food shortage. You know, there's enough, more than enough food to feed all the people in the world. But the reason that we have people starving because of greed and the lust for money, it's the thing that we get so greedy for money and gain. It's all about me, and all for me and none for you. But Jesus is going to come and straighten out all of this. Now, here about sickness and diseases. In Isaiah 35:5-6, the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. That's Isaiah 35:5, verse 5 and verse 6. There's another one here in Ezekiel 11:19-20. Mankind giving a man a new heart, a new spirit. A new heart and a new spirit. Isaiah 17:9 says that the heart of man is evil, and no man can, you can't trust your mind or your heart, because of the fact that Satan is the ruler of this world, and he can't make you do anything. But he can put the idea in your head, and you think it's like in Proverbs, it says, there's a way that seems right to man, but the way is a way of death. And Satan can influence you, your mind. And this is, like I said, this is what Satan is after, your mind, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And like, here it is. Ezekiel 11, verse 19 and 20. Then will I give them one heart, and will put a new spirit within them, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. That's Ezekiel 11:19-20. Now, Jesus is coming to rule the world. You find that in Isaiah 9:6-7. I think I mentioned that last week, in Isaiah 6:7. For unto us a child is born, a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. That's Isaiah 9:6-7. Now, I got this. Like I say, I don't like to write, but I'm reading some of this from a book that I have. But it's all in your Bible, and if you would read it for yourself, and maybe you'll understand it the way I do, and maybe you won't. Now, also has another. Prophecy here in Daniel 2:44.